This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheeler drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, and our bulk mail center operators that haul the mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices, Felix and the gang, as well as our suicide jockeys out there hauling the gas and diesel to the gas stations. That would be you there, Mr. Tom. And you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Gab. We're also on Parler and Getter. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And you can find our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Now, joining us, is retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, and as well as the host of a show called Military Matters. And good morning, Colonel.
Hey, good morning, Captain. Good to be with you this Tuesday morning.
Yes, sir. Always a pleasure and an honor in my case, and I appreciate you very much doing this. Are you ready to say the pledge, sir?
Captain, I'm ready.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United States.
Of America,
and to the Republic, for which it stands, one nation,
under God,
indivisible, with liberty,
and justice
for all. And we do emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Colonel, we've got Joe, President Joe, shuffling off to Buffalo, probably to gain some photo ops. He says he's going there to try to heal, you know, help some people deal with the problem there. I was just watching a television shot of some people that were all upset. The kids were crying and all that stuff. It was a shame. But I'm not sure that Joe can do a whole heck of a lot other than just go there and give him a big hug or something like that. That's about it. Those situations are always terrible.
Yeah, don't let any crisis go to waste. That's the mantra. But, our President Biden, clearly, I think in the long run, he consistently seems to make things worse. And it's not just the gaps and the misstatements and the misplaced priorities that he has and everything that he does. And, of course, you mentioned earlier about his plan in conjunction with that to talk about hinting at an executive order the police, and I'm with you. That's the absolute wrong place and time to be doing that, given the situation there. But once again, like so many other things, it's misplaced. And I'm right. I don't think he won't even help. I think consistently he's proven that he will hurt the situation, not help.
Yeah, and the other thing is that I get it. He's the president. He has to go do certain things, and this is one of them. But where was he in Wisconsin when the car mowed down all those people at Christmas time, number one? And where was he with the shooting in Wisconsin a few months earlier when a bunch of people got shot. Where was he for that? He was nowhere to be found.
Yeah, and where was he and all the members of the administration as our southern border has deteriorated throughout the time that he's been president?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're very selective in where we exercise our presidential duties and all that, and we should not be. It's either the right thing and the right thing to do and the right thing to say or not, and consistently we haven't seen that. And, of course, that's the reason why he's doing so poorly in the views of Americans.
Yeah. Now, the Supreme Court's marshal is probably very close to knowing who it was that leaked the information earlier this month from the court. This comes from Senator Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee, and she knows something, I guess, that we don't.
Yeah, given her position and what she did, committees that she's on, and she would know that. But I'm a little bit surprised it's taking this long. I would have thought that it would have been a much simpler matter to nail that down in a hurry. But maybe they had a pretty good idea, and they just wanted to make sure they had the ducks in a row. And I don't know if there's maybe some resistance to providing the information to do that. I don't know, but we'll see. Of course, there'll be a lot of commentary on that, and we'll see whether the truth wins out in that or not. We'll see where it takes us.
Okay, let's see here. We've got about 30 seconds before we go to break, and I want to save the military stuff for the next segment. Dr. Oz came out yesterday and said that he was very concerned that there was outsider spending that had now become a problem in the last hours of the Pennsylvania primary. I don't know who he's accusing of having the outsider money coming in there, but I'm assuming it's one of his opponents.
Yeah, Pennsylvania primary has been watched very carefully, one, because to the chagrin of some conservatives and to the applause of others, Trump endorsed Oz fairly quickly, fairly early on, and some people thought that he wasn't a strong enough conservative to do that. And then, of course, on Sunday, of course, he came out ahead in the polls, but it's a very close three-way race there. But Ms. Barrett garnered a whole lot of attention because she rose in the polls almost from nowhere and started getting a lot of more attention. And I showed great interest, and I started watching her because I didn't have a clue about her. I did. So that's going to be interesting.
All right, hold that thought, sir. Folks, we'll be right back with more right after this.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the captain.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
Looking forward to going to Mission Barbecue for lunch today. Always a great crowd there. Always some great, fantastic patriots, and of course, the reason we get there at 11:30 is because at 12 noon, they play the national anthem. We stand up and we salute the flag. We salute the national anthem, the playing of the national anthem at 12 noon. All right, this portion of the program, my conversation with retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, brought to you by Moss Nissan. Moss, of course, is spelled M-A-U-S. And it's amazing to me how Moss gets customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up the east coast of the United States, the upper Midwest, up into North and South Dakota, as well as far west as Phoenix, Arizona. And you heard me right. Now, it all starts with Moss Care. It gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. And don't forget that you can also pick from over 500 brand new and used vehicles that are there. And I'll tell you what, clean trade-ins are commanding a great resale value right now. You can take advantage and upgrade your ride right now. So, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program for active-duty military veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. They do whatever they can to help you out. And Moss Nissan locations are located in Crystal River, the flagship store at Newport Richey at 1954, plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. And don't forget, coming soon to Brooksville. Up there at the State Route 50 exit, right there in the east side of the exit, they'll be up there with a brand new place up there. Might want to check it out. And find them online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And there you go. Okay, back to retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning again, Colonel.
Hey, good morning, Captain. Hey, one thing you reminded me about, you asked me what I had planned today, and your talk about lunch with the captain up there at Mission Barbecue reminded me that I plan to join you virtually with the live stream of you. So I will be joining you for lunch, not in person, but virtually. So I look forward to that. It's middle day.
All right. Well, let's talk a little military stuff about the Ukraine. I found out yesterday that the Ukraine is repairing damaged Russian tanks and getting them back out onto the battlefield and using them on the battlefield. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I know. It's astounding. I've watched, you know, Jack Keane on Fox talk about that, and he's not astounded by much. He's usually pretty prescient about things, but he says he's given up on shortchanging or being amazed at what the Ukrainians managed to do, because they have exceeded any expectations he had. And this is another example of that, of the kind of things they've done. They've employed all kinds of different anti-tank weapons, including United States-provided Javelin missiles, but also European ones as well. But this patching up of abandoned or war-seized Russian equipment to be used against the Russian invaders is, I'm not surprised either.
Mm-hmm. Now, you probably heard that Russia was announced to them yesterday by the Finnish government. They were having a meeting there with the prime minister or something, and he said, oh, by the way, we are going to be joining NATO, and of course Sweden's going to come on board, and there's another bunch of countries that want to come on board as well. And Khrushchev really didn't say anything, Putin really didn't say anything, but I'll bet you he's sitting there steaming.
Yeah, it's funny, Khrushchev, Putin, it's kind of funny how that kind of aligns with that, back to the old Soviet Empire. But
yeah, they're the same guys. Yep. Mm-hmm.
It does look like Sweden and Finland will both do that, notwithstanding Turkey's public objections to that. I think that will be overcome, and that'll happen. And that is odd that it would be so cavalier to mention about, oh, by the way, we're looking at NATO. But, you know, the Russian state TV, of course, on the same day, came out and telling the Russian people about, hey, we need to keep our nuclear option open in the face of the likely entry of Sweden and Finland, or pronounced entry of them into NATO. So, it kind of goes both ways. It's an odd thing, an odd world, and there's different worlds played out in Russia publicly, in Europe, in Ukraine, and then, of course, here in our country.
Now, this is kind of screwy, but after President Trump took the troops out of Somalia, we now have got President Biden taking 460 approximately military and putting them back into Somalia to fight al-Shabaab, who is wringing havoc on the local government there again and all that good stuff.
Yeah, and that's not going to get the attention it deserves because of the things we've been talking about with Ukraine.
Right.
That's a mistake. It was the right thing to do. Trump 45 did the right thing in what we did. And, you know, you've commented on this, we do, but historically, Democratic administrations have either just thrown money or thrown things and have been the creators of our involvement, which leads to tragic consequences for us, engagement and war and all that. They don't know how to do it. They don't look forward thinking on that, and that's a mistake, and it needs to get more attention.
And before we go to a caller that we've got on the line, I want to finish with this. According to the NATO Secretary General, he came out and said the Ukraine can, in fact, in his opinion, win the war against Russia.
Yeah, I think he's stating what has now become, it wasn't the obvious a few months ago, but I think it's becoming more plausible. And you look at, you know, the report is that about a third of the Russian army has been taken away because of this ill-advised foray into Ukraine. And I think Putin and Russia was taken by surprise, and that's why you see them doing some pretty incredibly stupid things and doubling down on it and having to play what is obviously silly things, and they have to cover it up internally, and even that's crumbling in front of the Russian and Putin's eyes.
Okay, I'm going to go to the phone line. We've got Mel in Saratoga Springs on the line. Good morning, Mel. What's going on?
Oh, yes, good morning, Lieutenant Colonel and Captain. Isn't that pathetic that this Joe Biden would want to go to Buffalo and show his artificial support of black people, that the families and the black community of that town that the shooting took place, because it was his party who put this sentiment into those that the fellow, that kid who took that action against the people, because you look at Biden, Harris, and all that, they were there backing Black Lives Matter, letting them go out and riot and burn and loot and this and that and the other, Antifa, riot, burn and loot, and nothing gets done. There's no consequences, and they back them with bail bonds and accounts to have these rioters who get arrested bailed out so they can go back out and cause havoc again. And then...
all right. Well, you've only got a minute. You've only got a minute, so make it quick.
All right, Mehmet Oz. Now he holds dual citizenship. Now, how can he hold office here in the United States if he holds dual citizenship to Turkey and the United States? Plus, he served in the Turkish military, and he's very close to Erdogan. You know, I was four hours there for a minute. Then I started thinking. I started researching, seeing all this.
All right, we got to go.
I can't back this guy. And Kathy Barnett is the one.
Okay, we got to go. Okay, so now go ahead, Colonel. Did you pick up on that?
Yeah, real quick. You know, the overall problem is that it's okay if the hubbery that goes on outside the courtroom stays out of the courtroom. You expect that in politics, right and left. But unfortunately, in recent times, we find increasingly the politics seeps into the courtroom, into the juries, into the judges, and that is a travesty that we need to avoid. But I'm not so sure that we're going to do that in this case, as is unfortunately found its way in so many other high-profile cases on many matters in our country.
Yeah, and again, we're running out of time here, so I'm going to have to let you go because we've got Lise Wheel coming up at the bottom of the hour. Of course, she's written a book, but that was Bill O'Reilly's partner in crime for a number of years on the radio when he had the radio show going.
Well, you know, I'm staying with you. I'm very much looking forward to that.
Okay. Well, you hang on. I'll be right to you in a minute here. But, folks, I got to run, and we'll be back with Lise Wheel, who, of course, a lot of people might know. She's a contributor to the Fox Network still, and other networks, and an author, written, I don't know, a dozen or so books. We'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Officials in Buffalo say the suspect in a mass shooting at a supermarket was in the city months before the attack. Officials say the suspect, 18-year-old Peyton Gendron, visited the store back in early March. They added that Gendron had planned to attack a second location if he hadn't been caught by authorities. They're investigating the shooting as a hate crime, citing the suspect's racist rant posted online. More than 260 Ukrainian fighters were evacuated from the besieged steel plant in Mariupol. That includes dozens of fighters that were seriously wounded. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says the evacuation of the fighters from the plant was to save their lives. He says that the country needs their heroes to be alive, calling it a principle. The losing ways continue on Wall Street. Even though the Dow rose by 27 points, the Nasdaq fell by 142 points, and the S&P 500 was off by 16. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
This is Real Radio for Real American Patriots in the Overnight. Always live, conservative, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Jeff. We appreciate that. By the way, this is the Captain's America Third Watch. It's the bottom of the hour, hour number four of the program, and we appreciate you folks sticking around because you're about to have a real treat with the person I'm going to be talking to, and I just want to remind you that this portion of the program is brought to you by Relief Factor. That's a product that I've been taking for over 7 years because of the problems that I've had, and the all-natural ingredients in it, turmeric, resveratrol, lycopene, and omega-3 make it 100% drug-free, and it works. That's all I can tell you, folks. It works. You try the 1995 3-week quick start, relieffactor.com/captain, the website, relieffactor.com/captain. Give it a try. See what happens, because after all you have to lose is pain. All right, and joining me right now, we have all parts unknown, naturally. Lise Wheel, and you, I don't know where, I can't think of that you haven't been, ma'am.
Well, I'm in Connecticut right now, so huge storm last night, but it looks like it's going to be a beautiful day today.
But you were on Fox for years, and you've been all around the place, and I remember you on the Radio Factor with Bill O'Reilly, and gosh.
I know, 15 years at Fox. I love being a legal analyst. Before that, a federal prosecutor, and before that, I was a law professor. So yeah, I can't keep a job, Captain.
Well, you're an author, but you've written a bunch of books too, haven't you?
This is my 20th book. Yeah.
Wow. Okay, I knew you.
For 20 years.
20th book. Okay, I was guessing it was 15, but I was wrong, so I lost the bet.
Well, you got pretty close.
All right. But that's great. And this book that we're going to talk about here that you've written, of course, we have a lot of people that like super sleuth stuff right across the pond from me here. I'm at Tampa Bay, and we're talking about MacDill and CENTCOM. But the book is called A Spy in Plain Sight,
The Inside Story of the FBI and Robert Hansen, America's Most Damaging Russian Spy.
Yeah. Bad guy. He was a bad guy. He's a bad guy. He's still alive.
Yeah. Where is he now?
He is now locked up for the rest of his natural life in a Florence, Colorado supermax prison. He's under solitary confinement and for 23 hours a day. And I think the last hour, the 24th hour, he can hang out with people like the Unabomber and El Chapo, who are also there. Fun crowd.
Well, the thing of it is, when you're locked up in jail for the rest of your life, and I hope that that's going to be the case, you know, because because we've got the FBI, who you never know what the heck they're going to do next, or this DOJ that, and of course, being as how you were a federal prosecutor, I'm sure you've got some opinions on Mr. Garland, but we can't, none of us can figure out whether we've got a law or we don't have a law, we're enforcing the law, or what's going on here.
Well, with Hansen, it took quite a while. I mean, he was able to spy for the Russians for 20 years inside the FBI. And never mind that he actually approached the Russians basically in his first year of joining the FBI.
Mm-hmm.
He approached them. They didn't have to flip him. He approached them and says, look, I've got this great intelligence for you on Russian assets, people that, you know, we had flipped over in Russia. And he gave over the information of their identity. Of course, the Russians executed those people and made them examples. I mean, it was horrific, horrible.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, a spy in plain sight, I'm reading a little caption here, reflects on the deeply sown divisions and paranoias of our present day and provides an unparalleled view into the functioning of the FBI. Could I say dysfunctional in there?
Well, it was dysfunctional, certainly when it came to Hansen, that they just didn't want to look internally. They didn't want to think that one of their own could be such a traitor. And, you know, that was a big problem because they eventually realized, and I mean eventually, like in year 18, 19,
mm-hmm.
that they had a spy because all of our Russian assets were getting killed.
Mm-hmm.
And all of this information, I mean, he was giving information over about our nuclear plans,
mm-hmm.
about where the president and the vice president would be at certain times. I mean, really top secret stuff that could, you know, hurt this country terribly. And the FBI just didn't think it could be somebody internally. So they fingered a CIA guy, a CIA operative, Brian Kelly, because they thought, you know, he's the guy. But he wasn't. I mean, he was completely innocent. They ruined this man's life. And just because they didn't want to think that it could be somebody, you know, inside the FBI, and they didn't have enough safeguards up. This guy Hansen was not polygraphed in his 20 years. There was no security clearance that was updated for him for 20 years. I mean, I was a federal prosecutor in my fifth year. My background check had to be completely redone. So, I mean, it's just, it's unfathomable to think that they could have, you know, let no safeguards up for this guy who was spying, as I say, in plain sight for all those years.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like as if our national security system went out to lunch.
Yeah, it did. And of course, it's the famous battle between the FBI and the CIA, right?
Mm-hmm.
You saw it with 9/11 where they weren't communicating with each other. Same thing was going on here. This was the 80s and 90s, you know, the height of the Cold War. And then after that, where they didn't communicate. There's a lot of fiefdom going on, a lot of territorial stuff. Hopefully it's gotten better now that they've learned their lesson after the 9/11 and the Hansen debacle, because that really left a black mark on the FBI for all these years. I mean, my dad was an FBI agent. I worked with FBI agents. You have mm-hmm. to understand that 99% of them are good, you know, people who
yes.
are doing God's work trying to keep us safe, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so the morale is really hurt when something like this happens because, you know, we hear about the high-profile stuff like this or, you know, with Comey and all that, but you got to realize the morale of the line agents who are out there doing, you know, really good work every day is very much hurt by something like this.
Now, he was arrested, what, on February 18, 2001?
2001, yeah. So he's mm-hmm. been locked up for 20, you know, 20 plus years, which mm-hmm. is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea that he was able to go on for so long. And the other thing I have to tell you, Captain, is that when I did all these interviews, and the book took me over 2 years to research. So
right.
when I was doing all of these interviews, I asked all the FBI agents and the CIA operatives, I said, could there be another Hansen today? And to a person, they said yes.
Whoa.
And then many of them, yeah, and then many of them followed up with, and there probably already is.
Mm.
Now, this is now we're talking about. This is not them reflecting about what happened 20 years ago. This is them talking about what could be going on right this minute. And, you know, think about how dangerous that is in normal circumstances. But now, especially with Russia vis-a-vis Ukraine, I mean, it's pretty scary stuff.
Now, the book is A Spy in Plain Sight, The Inside Story of the FBI and Robert Hansen, America's Most Damaging Russian Spy. I would imagine they could pick this up almost anywhere because it was released, what?
It was released 2 weeks ago today.
Okay.
So, yes, you can pick it up anywhere. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, your favorite independent bookstore. You should be able to get it anywhere.
And, of course, your cover that I'm looking at here, it's kind of it looks ominous just looking at it. That big Russian star in the Capitol.
That's right. That's right. Because that's what they want, of course. The Russians want to get infiltrated. You know, and Hansen was paid really in peanuts. I mean, he made, you know, not peanuts. He made 10,000 here, 30,000 there. But now I think the Russians would, you know, sky's the limit for what they would pay. So you got a guy or gal who's in there who's disgruntled, who doesn't feel appreciated, who feels like they're the smartest person in the room. These are all Hansen characteristics. And wants, needs money. You know, all of those factors together are lead to kind of a dangerous situation.
Well, we've got about a minute left in the interview before I have to go to break, so I want you to tell a little bit more about yourself, the book, and how to get it so we make sure we get that out there.
Well, I'm Lise Wheel, and as you said, I was on Fox for 15 years. I'm a legal analyst, former federal prosecutor, daughter of an FBI agent. And you can get A Spy in Plain Sight pretty much anywhere. And if you don't, jump up and down and say, I want this book.
Yeah. And the one that you sent to me, I couldn't put it down. A matter of fact, I didn't finish all of it, but I got into it, and it was really, really intense. That's why I said we got some super sleuths over across the bay that are going to be keeping their eyes on this.
Excellent. We need all the super sleuths we can.
Say easy for you
times.
To say.
Yes, say that three times.
All right. Well, Lise, I want to thank you very much for coming on the Captain's America Third Watch, and you're welcome at any time to come back.
Be well. God bless. Take care.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye. All right. That's Lise Wheel. And, again, a lot of people might remember that she was not only on Fox, but she's been on NPR. She's been on NBC, been on CNN. She's quite the legal analyst. She was a former United States prosecuting attorney. And her dad was an FBI agent. So she's got quite a history in all of this. And to my friend Cynthia, that I know is listening to all this, I believe Cynthia knows her from her association as a prosecutor. So I believe the two of them somehow or another got together somewhere along the line. Anyway, here comes the break. We're going to take the break. And when we come back, more on the Captain's America Third Watch. It is a Tuesday. That means lunch at Mission Barbecue.
This is Real Radio for Real American Patriots in the Open. Always live, conservative, a Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch, always American and always conservative. God bless America.
I'm from the government, and I am here to help you. That's one of the most frightening statements one can either hear or read from the government. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee, the coffee you want in your cup. The Founding Fathers understood and fought for our unalienable rights, amongst which are privacy. Privacy includes your personal information, identification, medical records, etc. But government leftist pigs everywhere have always wanted to be knee-deep in your personal business. Leftists believe they have some ordained right to control you from cradle to grave. That's why the government in Ontario, Canada, without the consent of the people there, hopes to roll out digital identification ranging from driver's licenses to passports and everything in between, so they can keep track of and control every aspect of the lives of Ontario residents. Of course, government leftists here in the United States would probably like to similarly digitalize our personal identification information, including bank accounts. Hopefully, the people of Ontario will stand strongly against that effort at setting an example. for what we should be doing here in the United States. I'm Ron Edwards. For Constitutional Grounds Coffee, simply go to theronedwards.com.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
Alrighty, Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And by the way, you hear him Saturday mornings during hour number two on my program. He's back on Saturdays for that 1 hour. He's got other commitments and things that he's doing during the week. And, of course, if you don't know, he did get himself very sick for a while there. And that kind of ended him from doing a lot of radio. Now he's just kind of getting back into it as he's getting back into it. But you just heard the Ron Edwards, Notebook. And don't forget Constitutional Grounds Coffee, because it's the coffee that you want in your cup. Go over to theronedwards.com and take a look at the display that's over there and see what he's got, and away you go. So now you know the rest of the story. You know, folks, the Democrats keep looking for new ways to try to scrounger up votes. This week, today, it's the guns. Biden couldn't get to Buffalo fast enough to make an appearance there. But where was he when the car ran down those people in Wisconsin? Where was he when the people were shot? It was Waukesha where the people were shot there. Where was he then? He wasn't when they had the riots and all that stuff. Nope, never saw him. And then, of course, last week, the topic of the week was abortion because of the Supreme Court. Now, 2 weeks after a leaked Supreme Court draft option in a key abortion case, polls show that Americans remain unfocused on other issues and on Joe Biden's failure to address them. Now, a damning poll came out of all places from a new NBC News poll showing that Biden's job approval rating slipped to its lowest level yet, and also that a majority of voters disapprove of Biden on a personal basis. They don't care for him anymore. They don't believe he can do the job, and many want him gone. And wait till I give you a couple of other numbers in here. What about Roe? Well, little's changed despite the media hysteria over Justice Samuel Alito's draft. Only 37% of the voters agree with the bill, which was pushed by Biden and Chuck Schumer. They would prevent any restrictions on abortion at the moment of birth. Only 10% of respondents in the survey, taken just days after the leak, see abortion as their top priority in the midterms. And 40% choose inflation and the economy. And get this, Biden gets only 23% for an approval rating on the cost of living. Wow. You heard me say that right, and I will repeat it. Biden gets only 23% approval rating on the cost of living. Abortion won't save the Democrats, folks. Not even with the media assistance, and neither will President Biden. So they have to find a new subject, and that new subject happens to be guns. That's where they're going now, mark my words. Watch and see what happens. Not that anything will happen, but we are talking Joe Biden. Oh, by the way, you folks down there in Sarasota, don't forget about my friends down there, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, and you folks around the countryside, too. If you can't find something when it comes to blinds, shades, and shutters that are made in the USA, then get a hold of Dominic's. Give him a call at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. Or just Google them, Dominic's Blinds of Sarasota, Dominic's Blinds and Decor of Sarasota. Google that. You'll go right to their website. And you can order what you want. They'll send it to you, whatever you need. And for those of you that are local, stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Phone number again is 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. There you go. Now, They found a tunnel down on the Mexican border, 1,800 foot long with a rail track. 1,800 foot long. How many feet are in a mile? 5,280? So that's almost, not quite, almost a half a mile long. That's a big tunnel. And they also found $25 million worth of drugs that were seized in a massive smuggling operation going on in this tunnel at the border. Well, kudos to the CBP for finding that one. Kudos. And I certainly, after all the problems that we've had with the people that are out there, drugs are something that's just the scourge of the world, if you will, when it comes time for whatever we have to deal with. And we have to understand that we got a lot of problems in the world, but our border has got to be a priority. I'm sorry. Our border's got to be a priority. And I'm not sorry for saying that. I'm just sorry that I have to say it in such a way that people don't seem to want to pay attention to the border anymore, and it takes somebody like me to tell you about it. All right. We got about 90 seconds to go in the show, and let's see if we can get this to work, because if we can, we got Mr. T in Tampa on the line.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Bezos, here you are owning Amazon, and even though you're a hard, you own the Washington Compo, you're making billions and billions of dollars with Amazon, which I never bought anything from Amazon anyway, because you own the Washington Compost. You put out that BS crap about Trump and all that, but here you are making billions of dollars. No, and you know what, Bezos? See, I'm not a fake like Jake the Fake Tapper and those clowns on CNN. See, I don't want your taxes raised, okay? Even though Bill Gates hates America and he's a fraud, I don't want his taxes raised either. I want Joe Biden removed because he's an incompetent imbecile who's selling out this country so people buy Chinese cars and our gas prices are through the roof. The guy sucks. Anybody knows the guy sucks. He should be fired for total incompetence because he didn't win anything. Donald, I'm telling you one more time, if you don't have me and the captain at Mar-a-Lago in the next 30 days, you're an idiot. Let's get to work and save the country. Peace.
All right. Thanks a lot, Todd. And I don't know that we're going to Mar-a-Lago anytime soon, but if we do, that's fine. By the way, I have some intel on some things that are going on in July. I'll be telling you more about it as we get closer to July. But you are going to like what I have to tell you about what's going to happen in Tampa and what's going to happen in Sarasota. Uh-huh. You're going to like it. Yes, you are. All right. Have yourself a great day. Time for me to skedaddle. I'll see you at Mission Barbecue for lunch. Let's have lunch for the captain day. God bless America. Have a great day, everybody.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.